Hi and welcome to Matrix Moments. This is Saloni and today's episode is a deep dive on the journey of building India's leading plant-based nutrition brand, Oziva. Sanjot Mali, director and lead for the consumer sector at Matrix, is in conversation with Aarti Gill and Mihir Gadani, the co-founders of Oziva. They talk about the brand's inception, existing problems within the traditional nutrition industry, and how they plan to solve for it, emerging trends arising from the wellness space in India, and what the biggest learnings from building Oziva have been. They cover all of this and more. Tune in.
Hi guys, welcome to your first episode of Matrix Moments. Thank you for doing this. Aarti, the founder of Oziva, and Mihir, also the founder of Oziva. Oziva, for our viewers, is India's leading plant-based nutrition company and one of our very exciting investments. Why don't we start with your backgrounds, guys, and what kind of led you to start Oziva in this specific space?
Thank you so much. I think it's wonderful to be a part of Matrix Moments. I think we, just brief introduction about ourselves. We started Oziva back in 2016, but I think before that our entrepreneurial journey started in 2013. And I actually come from Chandigarh, so I was born and brought up there. My mother comes from a healthcare background and, you know, just turned out to be better in maths, so went to IIT, like all that typical structure that you follow, right? Was working in a startup in Bangalore back then into the analytics space. And then I think moved to NCI, did my MBA. But I think over a couple of these years, what was happening was there was this quest inside that, you know, you need to, if I want to start my business, it's either now or it would never be, right? And the areas that interested were healthcare, but not the curator, because I'd seen that throughout the childhood. So something that interested was the preventive healthcare. So that is a space that kind of interested. And I came to Mumbai to get this rolling. Met Mihir. Mihir comes from biotechnology background.
Yes. So I come from a biotechnology background and more towards life sciences. And so more interested in fitness and health always. But was not doing the same thing because I was doing something else before. But then, you know, the true calling came in and I was trying something into the similar space where we both met while running a marathon through a common friend. And then we exchanged thoughts and we saw that, okay, this is something really complementary skill sets we have and let's try this.
Right.
And that's how we...
That's how we started. I think we were talking about, I was talking about preventive healthcare. So if you look at preventive healthcare, we basically there are three key pillars, you know, when you talk about health and fitness in general, right? It is, first of all, we believe that you need to eat clean, right? That you need to have, you know, your nutrition is a very important pillar. Second is that, you know, you need to focus on your physical wellness. And then I think if you want to reap benefits of the first two, you need to be mentally healthy and stress-free, right? I think that's where predominantly the thought process was when we started building this company, that how can we empower more and more people to be healthier and better? I think that's the baseline. We honestly tried out a couple of business models, right? Different brand names. A lot of my friends will still say, ki achha, is saal to ye tha, agle saal kuch aur change ho gaya, right? But I think over a period of time, we realized that we knew what we need to solve for, but how? I think that was a question. Hence, we pivoted till the time we figured out the right business model. And we initially started with the, I'm sure you know, right, we were into health services, so fitness services. So we were doing diet consultation, we were doing marathon training, right? And all of that via basically into the services and consultation space. And then we realized why not focus on one pillar at a time and then crack it end to end, right? Because it's very important. You know, it's easier said than done. Achha, aap khane mein ye kha lo, include this kind of food, right? But it's very difficult considering the type of lifestyle people have in India. It's very difficult to get the nutrition. And when I say nutrition, it's very different from food, right? People try to mingle both the things, right? Food and nutrition. It's not the same thing. You might be eating good food. Aap din mein pura din apple khate raho, but that doesn't mean that you actually get the right macro, micronutrients that the body requires. And which is where we looked at, initially we were recommending other brands, but when we said, okay, you know, is there something that is worth recommending, right? And which is where everything across the table that we were looking at, the products and the brands available from in the nutrition space either had a lot of artificial chemicals, ingredients, and which is where we said that there's a need to build something which the country doesn't have today, but I think it people need to eat something that's clean, that is safe for their body, and which is where Oziva came into picture.
Very cool. And we'll dive more into Oziva in a bit. Let me ask you a question. You know, from a founder's perspective, maybe talk about, you know, your choosing your investor, how we met. I remember it where I had to chase you and you weren't taking my calls, and I had to really convince you to speak with us. How did you make that decision? How did sort of that journey look like?
See, we actually, when we initially started the business, right, you know, it was a typical thing which a lot of entrepreneurs do in the early stages, right? Ki paisa milega tabhi business build ho sakta hai. And we all actually knocked a couple of doors, right? Which is where we realized that, you know, something is not matching, right? If, you know, either we're not able to raise capital in the initial days, and which is where we realized that, you know, why focus on money first? Let's try and solve the problem, right? And the next 2-3 years, we just dedicated on solving the problem. And we actually, our conviction that there is a problem that lies there, where everybody else in the initial years were saying, ki nutrition, ye to vitamin minerals type ka category, it's not a must have, right? You need to do something that is must have for the human, like, you know, it should be like a scalable business, it should have this much market cap. But we're like, yaar, hume problem solve karna hai, right? I don't right now know what the market potential would be, right? That's something that we'll realize over a period of time, and which is where we actually raise debt in the initial days, right? And the business was, you know, we grew it slowly, dheere dheere bana, but I think that's what worked in favor of us, in our favor, ki humare, you know, we in the initial days, we figured out the right business model, the right kind of products that are speaking to the consumers. We just focused on consumers so much, we were obsessed, like, you know, and even today, like what consumer really needs. And I think capital initially, so capital, there are multiple ways to raise it. We leveraged debt in the initial years and we were growing very nicely. And that's where I think over a period, I think last year, Jan, Feb, March, right, we started talking and we met you. And I think what was important, what I still admire about Matrix and that admired in the first meeting, I think we had a conversation and I think after that, I met I met Avnish and the other team members in this office, right? Important was that mereko apna dhanda banana aata hai, right? But I can't set up thesis for you. Your thesis in the space was clear, right? That market potential, what would it be, right? So it was, in your words, as you say, the, like, you know, the marriage of the two minds, right? I think that's where it was all sinking well, because we were growing very nicely. I think our unit economics, the growth potential, all of that was nice. And you guys had a very laid out thesis in the space, right? Ki acha, you know, this will eventually become bigger, right? And which is where I think we eventually, it worked out well.
Absolutely. And I think just on that thesis point, obviously the core of our thesis is the founding team. And I think that was the most important part. I think the customer obsession that you spoke about really shows through, and it was showing through in the numbers too, right? The customer love was really exceptional. And so I would say the decision was very easy and the excitement was there for sure. But broadly, I think, like you mentioned, the thesis on nutrition for us is one of solving a core issue in India. India is one of the lowest penetration countries in terms of both vitamins and proteins. And it's a large category, even by today's standard, is 2.5 billion and growing very quickly, right? But I think the why now of it is very, very important. I think the backward-looking view is that it's a vitamin and, you know, you should have a painkiller to solve the problem, right? But that, I think, is a very backward-looking view of the world. The awareness because of internet penetration has just taken off among the Indian consumer too, right? And so the pull is there for the first time. So the why now of this thesis, I think, is very, very important. And then the final one, I think, which all three of us are most excited by, in my opinion, is the whole platform ability of this to grow into something much, much larger, right? Which is the whole commerce plus community plus content type of play. And I think we'll talk a little bit more about that. But let's talk more specifically about Oziva. Why don't you tell us about, you know, maybe start with what the name means and why Oziva, and you know, why you picked this specific category in business.
No, that's, I think, one of the best questions, right? I love answering that. I think we were actually playing around with a couple of names early on, right? And we realized, stepping back, even before the name, right? Yeah. Important is what is the philosophy? What's the core philosophy of the brand, right? And as founders, both Mihir and I truly believe that best is a myth. There's nothing called best, right? There's always a better version of you that exists, right? And I think that's the kind of consumer that we wanted to speak to. That's, we believe that that would be a consumer, right? He or she would be a seeker, right? Who is on that seeking for something better in life, right? And we said we would empower every seeker's relentless pursuit of being better. I think that's the simple thing that we put together, right? Okay, that's the core philosophy of the brand. And then we said, okay, let's talk about the name that can actually do justice to this. And which is where, if you look at the name Oziva, right? It comes from, Ziva is a Hebrew word which means radiance and brilliance. So we said that the radiance and brilliance to be better has to come from within you. We actually can't solve that problem for you, right? Because it's about you. You are at the core of this essential, like the life that you're living, right? So you need to actually move forward, right? Be better. But we as a company will provide all solutions that will actually enable you or empower you to make that journey easier. I think that's the way we actually thought about Ziva. And O for us stands for originality. So when we said we would never do Me Too products. That's the core philosophy that, you know, we would never come. If there are, say, 100 products available in the market or 100 solutions, I would not be 101th one, right? You know, for consumers, ki acha, you know, this is what it is. That's where it keeps reminding us day in, day out. Anything that we launch or we think about has to be original and it needs to empower people to be better and healthier. I think that's how we thought about the name.
Very interesting. Very cool stuff.
Yeah, it took us a lot of
time. Yeah, it took us almost 2.5-3 months to, you know, come to this whole, you know, a lot of brainstorming sessions, a lot of cafe sessions with a lot of, you know, people.
Mentors
and well-wishers. And yeah, that's the outcome which we got, and now we are all proud of it.
Yeah, and thanks to the coffee, the cafe and the coffee, the caffeine boost helped.
The caffeine. And it's very interesting. I also remember initially wondering why the Z in Ziva is capital, right? And this is the reason.
Because I kept saying that everybody who sent me a mail, please make O capital, Z capital, right? Yeah. That's very important.
And because of the Hebrew word of Ziva. Very interesting stuff. Mihir, why don't we come to you? I know your bioscience background as well. So we talk a lot about clean label and plant-based as well. And there's a lot of brands now sort of getting on that trend, right? Because the consumer is asking for clean label foods. They care about what they're putting in their body. But there's no real definition of clean label as such that's universally accepted. So what makes Oziva special?
So there is a way to, you know, test it. I'm really proud to say this, that we are India's, Oziva is India's first, you know, from US we have got the Clean Label Project certification, and that is also the highest certification which we got was, you know, Purity certification, Purity Award which we got. And we have been tested on almost 300 different tests, right from the raw material to the end product. You know, there are N number of tests we have done, like, you know, plasticizers, there are residual solvents, there are mycotoxins, environmental toxins. These are all found in, you know, all the, you know, brands which are there. And now we can say that, you know, in India, we are the first one to get this certification. And in India, you know, the testing limits are in parts per million. We were not even getting those, you know, limit of quantification in India. So we went to US, sent, you know, our products there, our raw materials there, did all the testing.
Which is parts per billion, right?
Parts per billion it is, you know. So they test in parts per billion, and all our products are, you know, tested on that parameters. And now we can proudly say that, you know, you will not find any of these traces in our product. So we are truly, truly a clean label project certified brand.
Very cool. Very cool stuff. So we spoke about the brand. Let's maybe talk a little bit about what makes the core business unique and what's really special about it.
Yeah. I think we spoke about Oziva, right? And predominantly, as I was talking about, there are three pillars to our overall existence, right? Yeah. Which is the nutrition, physical wellness, and mental health, right? So within Oziva, which is our you know, nutrition brand, right? There are three key pillars to it. One is, you know, the products need to be clean and plant-based, right? So we need to use, you know, when I say clean, that it needs to be free of any artificial sweeteners, ingredients, right? And we need to use as many whole foods and plants because it's better absorption you know, works better for the body in the longer run. I think that's the first thing. The second one is that, you know, it needs to be enriched with Ayurveda. So, you know, we are actually merging the two sciences, right? Modern science and ancient Ayurveda. Now, the key thing to it, this is, I think in different parts of the globe, I think there are different names to it, whether you call it plant-based, Ayurveda, right? You're actually leveraging, you know, a lot of plants and herbs, okay? Standardizing them, right? So that they can actually have benefit for the body, for a particular, maybe it's skin, maybe it's hair, maybe it's for your fitness or your gut health, right? So there could be multiple problems that you're trying to solve, right? Mm-hmm. And which is where is the second pillar to Oziva. And the third one is that, you know, it needs to be, how can we make it far more personalized for our consumers, right? Mm-hmm. Because we said, we don't want to just sell a dabba out there, okay? Ki ye le lo, aapka kaam ho gaya, right? Mm. Because I think it's about changing that entire lifestyle. Mm. And then how can we be a part of people's lifestyle, which is where the, you know, the content that we are building, right? Or even that the personalized consultation that we give, right? So any Oziva customer today, when they actually buy an Oziva pack, they can connect with a nutritionist. And we don't charge anything for our ecosystem or for our services, right? Because but because we believe that it's an integral part to consumers, like to enable him to make or her to make a better choice, right? Mm-hmm. And which we've seen in the business also, right? So for example, people who actually become a part of the ecosystem, they have better repeats, they have better cohorts, right? I think that's where we are focusing on as a company, right? And those are the key three pillars to Oziva.
Got it, very cool. Maybe if we go a little bit deeper for a second on that last pillar, I know we've done a lot of work on especially community building and events, and even through this sort of COVID period, you know, we've continued that online. Maybe talk a little bit about that, like how you view that piece and as a, like you mentioned, integral piece of the business.
I think the way we look at the businesses, as we said, there could be a million people buying Oziva, but could there be 100 million people whose lives are getting affected or impacted with the help of the content that we are building? I think that's the way we look at that entire vertical. And there are a couple of things and very interesting things that we have tried in the last 1 year, Oziva TV, right, where we keep producing different content pieces around, you know, whether it's through experts, right? We've gotten a very good success rate, the way people are liking the content or not. I think that's very important for us. And also we conducted, we've started virtual events, right? And we conducted our first virtual walkathon and a, you know, a runathon event. And it was predominantly focused on women's fitness or health, right? So it was a virtual women's walkathon, runathon. We saw more than thousands of women participating in the first event itself, which was tremendous. I think that's not the kind of response that we were expecting in the first go. But this is, and a lot of that participation was coming not from, you know, the tier one cities. It was coming from, you know, all across India, different parts of India, right? Which is where we realized that, you know, that there's a quest to actually live better. Like it is there everywhere. Right? So it's not restricted to metros today, that phenomena, right? And it's only about who can speak to those consumers and be a part of their lifestyle, right? And I believe that Oziva will be the brand who would be, that would be actually a part of, like, you know, as I was saying, millions of lifestyles,
right?
Not in India, I believe globally over a period of time, right? So I think that's the focus.
Very cool. Actually, there's one more question I had for you guys. When you started the business, I know you guys went through lots of pivots and lots of ups and downs. When did you first know that you were onto something special or something big and this might be a successful business?
I think, there's no one aha moment, right? It's just that, you know, you kind of are, running the show day in, day out, right? And you figure out from your initial cohorts or consumers, right? Are they really liking or appreciating what you're building or not, right? So speaking to consumers in the early days, speaking to our customers in the early days was an important feedback because if you see that, you know, we were the first ones to launch a product called Protein and Herbs Women, right? Yeah. So it's a health drink that was specifically made for women, which didn't have just protein. It had all the micronutrients. It had a lot of herbal extracts, which help in hormonal balance. A problem that we figured out was an important thing through our initial days of running Fit Circle, right? Because there were a lot of women coming on for diet consultation. We realized that it's a big problem for them, right? And is there any product today that's solving for the macro, micronutrients as well as this concern? There wasn't. And that's where we said, okay, let's launch it and let's see how it, kind of works. And, you know, today also, I think we build that category over a period of time. And I think that's what we believe in, right? It's predominantly, how can we create categories? We today, I think on Amazon, more than 4.3 plus rating, right? I think that has gotten good amount of love from the consumers themselves. And I think initial days, the feedback helped us. Then we kept launching products that we thought could be helpful for our customers, right? I think that's how.
And maximum of our products are, through our consumers' insights only. So even the hair and the skin category was coming from the consumers. The same set of consumers were asking for, better products in those categories. So we, did some innovation in those things. And yeah, that's how it went.
So let's spend a minute on the business and the traction a little bit. I know it's been very impressive. So why don't you tell us, how the last year odd has gone for you?
I think it's been spectacular, honestly. Something that we didn't expect, right? And I still remember, I think even before I answer that, so far I don't think so we've made a business deck or a PPT, right? We just let the numbers do the talking.
I'm aware, yeah.
Yeah, so I think we just let the numbers do the talking, and I think we're glad that now we're today in our more than 100 CR in annualized revenues, right? And it's predominantly also making the business very, very capital efficient, right? So we have done this in a very profitable way so far. And, what is more important, honestly, is while numbers keep growing, yeah, wo chalta rahega, but hamare liye jo sabse important hai is predominantly the number of households that we have touched, right? So today, more than 1 million households have consumed Oziva, and that is something that is very, very exciting for us. And and this is not restricted to just the tier one or the top four
metros,
or five or the metro cities, actually, right? More than 70% of our consumers actually come from beyond metros, right?
Yeah.
And which is very interesting because people think that health conscious people sirf metro mein hai, right? Or they would actually want to invest into products like these, but I think there's an untapped market or potential like beyond metros,
much
right?
larger market.
Which is much larger as well, right? It's a very common man, women, like somebody like my parents or a very, we both, Meher and I, come from a middle class family, right? So it's our parents or the kind of lifestyle that we've seen, right? We know that we aspired for such good products. Mil jate aur achhe cost, 500,000 rupaye apni health mein invest karna monthly, I don't think so that's a big deal. Like there are a lot of people willing to invest if there, agar product mein dam hai, solution mein dam hai. I think that's it. You can't sell fake things right? Which is where getting the kind of revenues that we have achieved, right, from a very expanded market, right, is something that speaks volume about the business, right?
Absolutely.
And we believe that today we've crossed 100, but in the next 5 years, right, can we cross 1,000, right? I think we believe we can.
Right.
Right? And there's a market out there.
Right.
So I think,
absolutely. And I think, as always, you're very modest. Not only have you crossed 100, you've grown more than 4x in under 12 months, right? Even
right.
through this very difficult period. And I think, again, that speaks volumes for both your capability and the business strength. And the second point I think you mentioned, which is very important as well, it shows the depth of the market in Tier 2 India, right? Which has always been a question mark, especially for new age brands, especially for brands and companies that are catering to sort of, you know, classically Western problems, what people think are Western. But it shows that India is now changing. They're both aware, are looking for a solution, and there's affordability, right? Which shows in the profitability of the business.
Yeah, agree.
I guess question to both of you, maybe start with Aarti. As you look ahead and towards the future, what's your vision? Where do you see this brand and company going?
So I think, honestly, it is difficult to say, right? It has evolved over the last couple of years is what I've seen, right? It goes back to the previous question that we were talking about, right? That we... what do as a company we want to do? Like what do we want to do? And which is where we want to empower every seeker's relentless pursuit of better, right? Mm. And in the health and fitness space or the health and wellness zone that we are in. And there are three pillars to it. We talked about nutrition, we spoke about physical wellness, right? We spoke about mental health, right? Mm. I think as a company over a period of next, we don't have a 5-year plan, honestly,
sure,
right?
Yep.
Because we are vested in it for, I think, the longest amount of years or number of years that are about to come, right? And we look at it that we should have solutions for our consumers in all these three buckets.
Mm.
Whatever can make their life, easier and convenient, right? And I think that's where we would launch more solutions in that space.
Got it. Maybe before we wrap up, any advice for young founders that you might have?
You know, this is a tricky question,
yeah.
right? Because I think we're still also very early in our journey of, entrepreneurship, right? It's been 7 years now.
It's been
seven years now.
And the only thing which I would like to say that, you know, perseverance is the key. Believe in yourself and, be in the game. It's last man standing for me. Like, you know, you have to be in the game. Eventually, you will get success. I mean, success can be different for different people. Parameters can be different, but what you want to do, you know, you have to day in and day out, don't give up. That's my mantra.
Yeah, and I agree with that. Like, I think honestly, we're not the smartest people. I would like to say that.
Yeah,
you might say you're very humble.
You're very
you keep saying that you're
more
humble and modest. But I know, I think it's the fact is, like, you know, I think perseverance has worked the most for us as compared to
and the building
else.
The team, right team, right set of people initially, and believe in them and make them believe in your vision. You know, that's something which is the key.
So yes, I think that's a very good point, because if talking about the team, we've pivoted twice now, right? And Oziva launched like 4 years back, right?
Mm.
But it's been 7 years to the entrepreneurial journey. Mm. And the first three people who were as a part of the team are still there.
Wow.
That is what their belief is, not in just the idea of how you're doing, but their belief is in why we are doing it, right?
Mm. Mm.
And eventually business models can be cracked, right? So the team needs to believe in why rather than
how. So your why
how
needs to be
changing.
Clear
yeah.
and how and what
We'll keep changing.
Or evolving.
Very cool stuff. Well, thank you guys. Thank you for being so forthcoming and doing this.
No,
really
lovely.
Thank you.
Lovely to be here.
Thanks for tuning in. For more Matrix Moments episodes, you can head to www.matrixpartners.in/blog. You can also follow us on Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube for more updates.